SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball welcomes you to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Streaming coverage is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings, just minutes away from Aberdeen in the festival at Bel Air. Now, live from Aberdeen, Maryland, USA, this is the Cal Ripken World Series.
Good afternoon, Zach Frank coming to you live from Gameside here at Cal Seniors Yard in Aberdeen, Maryland, as we have an international matchup between Korea and Japan today. It's going to be a good one on our hands as Team Harford County and Team Maryland just finished up their game with Harford County prevailing 11-8. And now we have the umpires, a meeting with the team managers over at home plate. So here's the starting lineup for Korea. Leading off is Min Park, and he'll be playing shortstop. Jun-Sang Kim will get the start over in right field and bat second. Jeonhee Kim will bat third and play center and play catcher. Sang-Won Lee will get the start over at first, and he'll bat fourth. Batting fifth is Dong Young Chun, and he'll start on the mound tonight. Young Woo Cha will play second and bat sixth. Min Sung Ki will play over in center field and bat seventh. Left fielder Sung Wong Jun will bat eighth. And rounding out Team Korea's lineup is Chan Young Kim over at third base. So we're going to go take a quick break, and then we're going to come right back with first pitch. Stay tuned as you listen to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer.
Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at SFMSports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Welcome back. We have first pitch just literally seconds away from Nozaki on the mound from Japan. And here's the first pitch. And at 325, we have baseball. So here's the defensive lineman for Japan, with Nozaki on the mound starting off, Yoshihara behind the plate, as Nozaki delivers his second pitch, and it will be 1-1. Kawanaka at first, Akagi at second, Okamoto at third, Sakashita at short, Hayashi in left, Nishijima in center, and Takeoka in right field. And here's the 1-1 from Nozaki. And now the tip foul. It's 1-2. So Min Park leading all things for Korea here. As we await the 1-2 from Nozaki. He sets and delivers. And that will be strike three. So Nozaki gets the first strikeout of the game. And that will bring up Junsang Kim for Korea. After Junsang Kim is Jeonhee Kim, followed by Sangwon Lee. Two very good international teams early on today. Here's the first pitch to Kim. And it is down and away for a strike. Nothing in one. Nozaki sets and fires. And that'll be in there for strike two. So just like that, there's quickly nothing in two count for Junsang Kim. Here's the 0-2 ball. And that'll be in there for strike three. Nozaki throws Junsang Kim on the plate. So with two outs, that'll bring up Jeonhee Kim. Followed by Sangwon Lee should Kim reach. Jeonhee Kim stepping in from the left side of the batter's box. His first pitch is on the way. And it'll be just outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Nozaki moving with deliberate pace. Here's the 1-0. And now the hit over to past Sakashita and Okamoto at short and third. And Jeonhee Kim will have the first hit of the game. So that'll bring up Sangwon Lee for Korea. Sakashita and Okamoto made a great diving attempt in that play, but they're both about a foot late and a foot too short. As it went right in between them. So now Sangwon Lee looking to his third base coach before grounding in, and now he's ready for some baseball. Nozaki likes what the sign that he sees from Yoshihara. As now the first pitch, Lee will have to wait as Nozaki throws a Kawanaka at first. But Kim dives back in time. Nozaki sets and delivers. Now Kim will make a dash at second. And now he's caught in a rundown. As he's Stan is doing his best ever to stay alive. And now he's eventually tagged out. So that'll do it for this inning as Kim is getting caught in a rundown and we still have some good baseball in our hands. Stay tuned. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net.
Welcome back. We just finished up the top of the first with Jeonhee Kim getting caught in a rundown. And so here's your lineup for Japan. Leading off is Yusei Okamoto over third. Soma Sakashita will bat second and play short. Hiroki Yoshihara will bat third and play behind the plate as catcher. Left fielder Taira Hayashi is in the four hole today. Batting fifth, Yusuke Kawanaka, and he's playing first. Shota Nozaki will get the start on the mound as pitcher. Yusuke Takeoka will start in right. Center fielder Kasuke Nishiyama will play in center. And rounding out the Team Japan lineup is Katayo Akagi playing at second. And so now Okamoto will start things off here for Japan. Defensively for Korea is Dong Young Chun on the mound. Jioni Kim behind the plate. Sangwon Lee at first. Young Woo Cha at second. Jung Young Kim at third. Min Park at short. Sungwon Jun in left. Min Sung Ki in center. And Jun Sung Kim in right. So here's the first pitch from Chung. And that will go ahead and hit Okamoto. That one got away from Chun there as Okamoto tried to dodge out of the way, but he went directly into the ball's path. So that'll bring up Soma Sakashita for Japan. Sakashita guarding in from the left side of the plate as he's crowding that batter's box. Here's his first pitch, and he'll go for the bunt, but pull back, and he'll have the strike call. Okamoto leading off at first. Just Chun taking a peek back, and now he will throw back over to first and Sangwon Lee, but Okamoto will be there in time. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Sakashita. And now Okamoto will make a dash for second and slide in safely as the throw from Kim over to Park did not come in time. So now Sakashita awaits the 0-2 pitch from Chun. Chun takes a peek back at Okamoto at second. Now he will set and deliver. And that'll be high for ball one. Chun ever present of Okamoto over at second. Now he'll deliver the 1-2, and that'll be over to Park, who gets it over in time to Sangwon Lee for the first out of the inning. Park did a good job of keeping Okamoto there. Held at second. And that'll be one down for Team Japan. Or Team Korea, I should say. So that'll bring up Hiroki Yoshihara for Japan. Chun looking back at Okamoto. Now he delivers the first pitch. And it'll be chop foul. It's nothing in one. Yoshihara taking a second to step out of the box and take a few practice swipes. As Yoshihara likes crowding that batter's box too. Here's the 0-1 ball. Now be in the dirt for ball one. Yoshihara taking a bit to rub some dirt off his bat. The 1-1 is on its way, and that'll be way inside. Yoshihara had to hop it out the way of that one quite a bit. And that'll bring the count to 2-1. This Chun will deliver 2-1, and that'll be chopped just foul down the first baseline, bringing the count to 2-2. Yoshihara working with a man on second in Okamoto and one out here against Japan. As Sean will be looking back. And now he'll set and deliver. And that will be hit sharply foul into the net behind home plate. And the count will stay at 2-2. Delightfully cool day here in Aberdeen. So 2-2 is on its way, and that'll be outside for ball three. And then Okamoto will make a dash for third and get called out at third base. So just like that, there's two down for Team Korea with Yusuke Okamoto getting caught stealing. And now Hiroki Yoshihara awaits the payoff pitch from Dongyun Chun. The payoff pitch is on its way, and that'll be chop foul down the third baseline. We'll still have another full count up next. Jeonhee Kim gets a fresh new baseball. Now looks to his dugout before he sets back up behind home plate. Here's the money ball from Chun. And that'll be chopped right down the first baseline over at Sang-won Lee. And Sang-won Lee will have the 3-1 assisted there to end the inning. So the end of one, we still got 0-0. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more baseball. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Welcome back. We're about to start the top of the second as we still have a 0-0 tie here. So leading off for Japan is Taro Hayashi, followed by Yusuke Kawanaka and Shota Nozaki. Now we'll have Hayashi step in from the right side. I'm sorry, we have Korea up and Sang-won Lee leading off. Lee waiting the first pitch from Nozaki. As it's on its way, now it'll be hit up over into short right field and Takeoka. We'll come down for the first out. So quick, one pitch, one out here. As that'll bring up Donghyun Chun for Team Korea. Chun, the righty batter, gets his first pitch, and it'll be low for a strike, and nothing in one. So 0-1 is on its way, and that'll be down the way for ball one. Nozaki fires the 1-1. That'll be taken for a strike. It's 1-2. team. Two teams look to be evenly matched early on. Here's the 1-2 ball. And that'll be down away for ball two. Ozaki sets up and delivers a 2-2, and now the line foul down the first baseline. The count will stay at 2-2. Now we have Chun stepping out to take a practice swipe or two. Just his uniform, because why not? And now he digs back in, ready for the next pitch. The 2-2 pitch is delivered. Now it'll be swung on and missed for Nozaki's third strikeout of the day. So that'll bring up Youngwoo Cha for Korea. Youngwoo Cha getting the start over at second base today. And now we will have a quick time call. It seemed like there was a ball from the bullpen that rolled over into right field. That time is off. And Cha waits the first pitch from Nozaki. It's on the way, and Cha goes for the bunt. Lays it down beautifully as Okamoto comes to get it. And he get it in time to Kawanaka at first. And that'll end the inning. Careers retired in order, and we'll go into the bottom of the second, still tied 0-0. This is the 2014 Kyle Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Cal Ripken World Series comes to a close with Championship Weekend. Coverage starts with the U.S. Championship Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Get the full schedule at sfmsports.net.
Welcome back. We have Japan deal off the bat. And Taiyo Hayashi, Yusuke Kawanaka, and Shota Nozaki deal off this time. We still have Dong Young-chun on the mound for Korea. As Hayashi grounds in and awaits the first pitch. It's on the way, and that'll be outside for ball one. So both these teams getting quick outs and quick innings through two and a half. Here's the 1-0. And that'll be just on the outside corners for a strike. It's 1-1. Chun sets and delivers. And that'll be down the way for ball two. Now a quick time called as Hayashi goes to adjust the socks. Gotta keep the socks looking fresh. It's all about the swag. Here's the 2-1 from Chun. And that'll be up high, but called a strike. That'll even the count at 2-2. Two is on its way, and that'll be swung and missed. And that'll be Chun's first strikeout of the game. So with one down, that'll bring up Yusuke Kawanaka for Japan. Kawanaka playing first today. as he steps in from the left side of the box. Here's the first pitch to Kawanaka, and it'll be way inside for ball one. Kawanaka kind of had to hop over that one. Sean Sessman delivers the 1-0. And it'll be a breaking ball for a strike. Kawanaka thought it was a ball. And that'll move the count to 1-1. Chun Sessin delivers, and the next one will hit Kawanaka. So Chun's second hit by pitch of the game. And Kawanaka will take his base. So that'll bring up Shota Nozaki. Nozaki getting to start from the mound tonight for Japan. And now Chun will motion over to throw at Sangwon Lee at first, as he thought Kawanaka was off the bag too much, but he'll elect not to. And now Chun will actually do it this time, but Kawanaka is there in time. You can hear the faithful from both sides gleefully cheering on their respective team. Now Chun will throw at Lee again at first, but no dice. Nozaki's still awaiting the first pitch here, so he just takes a couple more practice swings. And Chun throws at first base again, because why not? But again, he'll come up short as Kawanaka is there in time. And again, over testing Kawanaka. Chun's very apparent of the scouting report that says to watch out for Kawanaka running the bases. Here's finally the first pitch over to Nozaki, and that'll be in there for a strike. It's nothing in one. Chun taking another peek over at first. Sangwon Lee's just inviting him to throw over there. But Chun will deliver the next pitch, and it'll be down away for ball one. Here's a 1-1, and that'll be past Yoni Kim at the plate. And now Kawanaka will advance over to second on the wild pitch. So that'll bring the count to 2-1 for Shota Nozaki. Kim wasn't expecting that one quite as high. Chun Sutton delivers a 2-1, and that'll be chopped foul on the first baseline. It's 2-2. Here's a 2-2, and that'll be bloop foul. Looked like it was going to stay in fair territory in front of home plate, but eventually took a hop in and got into foul territory. The count will stay at 2-2. The 2-2 is on its way, and that'll be hit right into the stands along the third baseline. Nozaki staying alive here with the 2-2 count. Chun looks back at Kawanaka at second. And now he'll fire, and now be high to bring the count full. Yoni Kim popped up like he was looking to catch Kawanaka off the base too much at second. And Kawanaka smartly got back in time. Here's the payoff pitch from Chun, and that'll be in there for strike three. So Chun froze Shota Nozaki at the plate. And there's two down for Korea. So that bring up Yusuke Takeoka, followed by Kasuke Nishima. Should Takeoka reach? Here's the first pitch to Takeoka, and it is down the way for a ball. It's 1-0. The 1-0 is going to be down the way again, this time to the opposite side of the plate. And it's 2-0. Chun sets and delivers. And that'll be just on the inside corners for strike one. So Kawanaka is still on second. As Takeoka receives the 2-1, and he'll hit that up past Young Woo Cha at second. And Kawanaka will make his way home. And just like that, we have a single RBI from Yusuke Takeoka. So that'll bring up Kasuke Nishima for Japan. As Japan is now ahead 1-0 here in the bottom of the second. Nishima on the left, on the right side of the plate. Here's the first pitch to Nishima, and it'll be in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Korea's being really aggressive towards early base runners. They're looking to catch them off the base. And just like that, Chun threw back over to Lee. But the throw did not come in time. Here's the 0-1. That'll be hit up over in the left field. And Min Park will come down with the third out. So Japan has taken a 1-0 lead going into the top of the third. We'll be back with more baseball. This is the 2014 California World Series from SFMSports.net.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it. Love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series
from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back. It is the top of the third, and Japan has just taken a 1-0 lead with Kawanaka crossing the plate, courtesy of a Takeoka single RBI. And so for leading off for Team Korea is Min-Sung Kee here in the top of the third. Here's the first pitch from Nozaki. And now the a little high, but just low enough to be called a strike. It's 0-1. The 0-1 from Nozaki. And now the just low enough for another strike. It's quickly 0-2. Ozaki sets and delivers the 0-2. And that'll be outside for ball one. So the crowd having a lot of early participation. So 1-2 is on its way. And that'll be outside again, evening the count to 2-2. A bit of an overcast here, but hopefully the rain will hold off. We got a good one on our hands. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Now it'll be swung and missed for Nozaki's fourth strikeout of the day. So that'll bring up Sungwon Jung. So Hong getting the start over in left field today. Here's the first pitch to Jung. And that'll be down away for ball one. Nozaki sets and delivers. And that'll be swung and missed for strike one. Nozaki got Jung to chase that one there, as that one was a bit high out of his range. Now here's the 1-1 pitch. And that'll be down away for ball two. Nozaki sets and fires. And that'll be in there for a strike. It's 2-2. Here's a 2-2 from Nozaki, and that'll be swung and missed for his fifth strikeout of the day. So Nozaki feeling it early on. As that'll bring up Chan Young Kim for Korea. Kim comes to the plate with two outs working against him and no men on base. He's trying to keep this inning alive for Korea. Here's the first pitch to Kim. And that'll be down the middle for a strike. It's nothing and one. Nozaki sets and fires. And that'll be swung on and missed for the quickly 0-2 count. The 0-2 pitch. And I'll be just outside for ball one. We saw members of Japan coming and running in field as they thought that was going to be the third strike. Nozaki sets and delivers. And that'll be outside for ball two. Here's the 2-2 ball, and that'll be swung and missed. So, Korea is retired in order on all three strikeouts as we'll go to the bottom of the third. Team Japan still ahead, 1-0. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to sfmsports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads.
Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back. Korea was retired in order on all three strikeouts as Nozaki got into a bit of a hot streak in the top of the third. And now due up for Japan, it'll be Kotaro Okagi. And now flip the lineup card over, bringing up Yusuke Okamoto and Shoma Sakashita. As Dongyun Chun just finished up his warm-up pitches. That'll bring up Kotaro Okagi, the second baseman. So still a lot of baseball left to play. As these two teams seem to be pretty well matched. Here's the first pitch to Okagi. And he'll be in there for a strike. It's nothing and one. The 0-1's on his way, and it'll be hit sharply right back at Chung, who trots over and gets it to Sang-Won Lee at first. And that'll be one down for Korea. So the 1-3 will flip the game card over for Yusuke Okamoto. As Okamoto originally reached in the first after he was hit by Chun. Here's the first pitch to Okamoto, and now be in the dirt. It's 1-0. Okamoto had a hop over that one. That one just got away from Chun a little bit. Chun, as Okamoto now grounds in. He'll get the 1-0, and that'll be on the outside corner for a strike, bringing the count to 1-1. The 1-1 is on its way, and now the lifted foul. Right beyond third baseline in the seats there. And the count will move to 1-2. Chun sets and delivers. And Okamoto will reach out and chop this one foul. Chun did a good job of getting at least a piece of it as he kind of chased that one there. But nonetheless, the count will stay at 1-2. Chun sets and delivers, and now the outside for ball two. So Chun only has two strikeouts on the day, compared to Nozaki 6. As Okamoto will tip his next pitch foul and keep the count at 2-2. And now Okamoto will pop this one up over into right center field. And Okamoto will make his way over to second. Displaying some wheels there. As Okamoto has himself a one-out double. And so that'll bring up Shoma Sakashita for Japan. That was just a fine piece of hitting there, as that was right in the center field, the right center field gap. And now it appears that we'll have Jongmin Lee in for Min-Sung Kee at center. And now I have a quick mound meeting between Dongyun Chung and Jeonhee Kim. So, Shoma Sakashita, a little bit on the shorter side, will dig in from the left side of the batter's box. Here's the first pitch to Sakashita. He goes for the bunt, lays it down, and Jeonhee Kim will get it in time to Sang-won Lee in time for the out. There's two away for Korea. On the play, Okamoto advanced over to third, and that'll bring up Hiroki Yoshihara. Here's the first pitch of Yoshihara, and that'll be way inside for ball one. Yoshihara got a man scoring position, and Okamoto standing over on third. As Yoshihara will hit this one past Kim over at third. And now Okamoto will come home, courtesy of a double from Yoshihara. So Japan now leads at 2-0. And still, and Korea only needs one more out to get out of this inning. So that'll bring up Taiyo Hayashi, followed by Yusuke Kawanaka, should Hayashi reach. Here's the first pitch to Hayashi, and now we're in there for a strike. It's nothing and one. The 0-1 is on its way, and be just outside for ball one. Yoshihara taking a good lead off there at second. As now Chun will sudden deliver, and now be outside for ball two. So now Yoshihara will step off the rubber for a second and recompose himself. So now he toes the rubber again. Sudden delivers the 2-1, and now be blooped up but foul. Took about a couple hops right along the third baseline before it eventually went into foul territory. There's a 2-2. And now Hayashi will swing and miss on that one. And that'll do it for this inning. As Chun collects his second strikeout, his third strikeout. But Japan adds another run as they're now ahead 2-0. We'll be back with more baseball. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series
from SFMSports.net.
It's the top of the fourth here, and Japan has added on another run to extend their lead to 2-0. Yusuke Okamoto got things started with a double, and then he was hit home courtesy of a Hiroki Yoshihara double. And so we'll have a top of the Korean lineup card, and Min Park, Junsen Kim, and Jeonhee Kim due up. Ozaki is on a bit of a hot streak back in the top of the third as he registered 3 straight strikeouts. He's now has 6 on the day. As here's the first pitch to the Park. And I'll be swung and missed for strike 1. Park struck out in his first at bat. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And that'll be outside for ball 1. Ozaki sets and delivers. And that'll be just in the dirt for ball 2. Here's a 2-1 ball from Ozaki, and that'll be hit just above me in the press box here. And that'll be the count to 2-2. So that one fly above my head quite a bit. Ozaki sets and fires. And that'll be tip foul. And the count will stay at 2-2. There's the 2-2 pitch. And that'll be outside for ball 3, bringing the count full. Ozaki sets and fires the money ball. And that'll be chopped foul down the third baseline. So we'll have another money ball coming up shortly. Here's another payoff pitch from Ozaki. And that'll be hit up over in the center field. And Nishima will be able to make the play. And that'll be one away for Japan. So that'll bring up Junsen Kim for Team Korea. Kim also struck out in his first at bat. And playing over in right field today. Here's his first pitch, and he'll swing and miss on that one. It's 0-1. And now Ozaki will look over at Yoshihara before he sets and delivers, and Kim will lay down a bunt, but Yoshihara will come up with it as that one was hit straight in the air, and Yoshihara just had to hop up and snag it right there. So it was too quickly away. That'll bring up Jeonhee Kim for Team Korea. Bit of a bad turn there for Junsen Kim as he thought he'd lay down a great bunt there. Here's the first pitch to Kim, and that'll be hit over right at Takeota. But he'll come down for a base hit. Takeota kind of had jumbled feet there as he took a couple steps back before realizing it wasn't going to go that far, and he stepped forward, but the ball came down before he was able to corral it. So that'll bring up Sangwon Lee, followed by Dong Hyung Chun, should Lee reach. And now Yoshihara will signal out some defensive signals to his fellow teammates. Here's the first pitch to Lee, and now the lifted foul. 0-1. A pretty good turnout here today at Cal Senior's Yard, as overcast has now cleared up. And we still have a lot of crowd support early on. The 0-1 is on its way. And it'll be just outside for ball one. Lee's got Jeonu Kim over standing at first. Here's the pitch, and it'll be down away for ball two. Nozaki only giving up two hits so far today. Here's the next pitch, and that'll be hit foul, as that one seemed to stay in fair territory, then hook out in right field. So the count will stay at 1-2. As Yoni Kim really got underneath his high horse on that one. We'll have to jog back over to first. Nozaki will take a look over at Kim at first. Now he'll throw over at Kim, but Kim is there in time. Nozaki sets the fire, and that'll be hit sharply right back at Kawanaka at first. And Kawanaka will just take about a step and a half, step on the bag, and that'll do it for this inning. We'll go into the bottom of the fourth with Japan still ahead 2-0. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more baseball from the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFNSports.net.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McLean. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Take the Cal Ripken World Series with you. Listen on your phone on the TuneIn app. Search SFM Sports Channel 1 and 2. This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back. It is the bottom of the fourth, and we just finished up the fourth inning stretch here at Cal Senior's Yard with Yosuke Kawanaka, Shota Nozaki, and Yusuke Takeoka. Deal with the bat here for Team Japan. Japan's currently ahead 2-0 in this international matchup as Dong Hyun Chun finished up his warm-up pitches. And now we'll have Yosuke Kawanaka look over for guidance from his dugout before grounding in. Here's the first pitch from Sean. And that'll be a strike. It's nothing and one. We also have some defensive changes as we have Woo Young Shin over at third now. As Kawanaka swings and misses on his second pitch, it's quickly nothing and two. Here's the 0-2, and that'll be swung and missed for Dong Eun Chun's fourth strikeout of the day. So that'll bring up Shota Nozaki for Japan. Nozaki also struck out in his first at-bat. Here's the first pitch, Nozaki, and he'll hit that right over Sangwon Lee at first and have his first base hit of the day. And now we're going to have a quick mound meeting between Yoni Kim, Dong Eun Chun, and their manager, as they're taking a few brief moments to discuss strategy and whatnot. As now it looks like we'll have Kotaro Akagi pinch running now for Shota Nozaki over at first. So Nozaki appears to be limping a bit after he got to first, and Akagi will take his place. So check that. That'll be Sean Fukita over at first instead of Akagi. So now bring up Yusei Takeoka. Now Chum will throw at Fukita. But Fukuda will be there in time. Now another throw over at first. So one out here against Japan for the man on first. And another throw over at first. But Fukuta will be there in time. Here's the first pitch to Takeota. And that'll be in there for a strike. It's nothing and one. And now Chen will throw at Fukuta again. But no dice, as Fukuta is there in time. Here's the 0-1, and now Fukuta will make a dash at second, and he'll be called out on the caught steal. So that'll be two away for Team Korea. And now we'll have Takeota continues some practice swings as he awaits the 1-1 pitch. It's on its way, and that'll be chopped foul. Foul down the third baseline, so that'll bring the count to 1-2. Sean Sutton Liver is now be swung and missed for strike three. So that'll do it for this inning, as there seems to be a bit of confusion with Team Korea on the field, but now they jog off. And we'll go into the top of the fifth, with Japan still ahead 2-0. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back. It is the top of the fifth, and Japan is still ahead. 2-0. So now we're going to have some defensive changes for Japan, as we'll have Sean Fukuta in center field now. So leading off for Korea is Dong Young Chun. And he'll take his first pitch for a strike. It's 0-1. Here's the 0-1. And that'll be low for ball one. The 1-1 is delivered, and that'll be high for ball two. Here's a 2-1 from Nozaki, and that'll be hit sharply over to Okamoto at third. He gets it to Kawanaka in time at first. And there is one away for Japan. So that'll bring up Young-woo Cha for Korea. Cha initially grounded out to third on his first at-bat. Here's the first pitch to Cha. And that's going to be on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. The 0-1, that is going to be grounded right over to Akagi at second. And Kawanaka will get the ball in time for the second out for Team Japan. So that'll bring up Min Sung Ki, followed by Sung Jun Won. Jun, should Ki reach. The first pitch to Lee is going to be taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Check that. We have Zhang Min Lee at the plate. And pinch hitting for Min Sung Ki. Here's the 0-1 to Lee, and that'll be outside for a ball. It's 1-1. So 1-1's on its way. And Lee will take that down away for a strike. It's 1-2. So 1-2 is on its way, and that'll be swung on and missed for Nozaki's 7th strikeout of the day. So Korea has retired in order. And we'll go to the bottom of the fifth, with Japan still ahead, 2-0. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it, love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series
from SFMSports.net.
It's the bottom of the fifth here at Cal Seniors Yard. And Japan is still ahead. Still ahead, 2-0. So we'll have Dong Yun Chun finish up his warm-up tosses here. As we're going to have Jimin Kim in for Younghoo Cha over at second. Still a close game as the only two runs of the day have come in the beginning of the game in the second and third innings. Japan scoring a run in each of those innings. As we have still a great day for us in baseball here. And leading off for Japan, going to be Yuki Ito. Ito taking his practice swing before stepping in from the left side of the box. Ito pinch hitting for Kazuki Mishima here in the fifth. Ito now scrapes some dirt out of the batter's box, and he's ready for some baseball. Dong Yun Chun sets and delivers the first pitch to Ito, and now the hit sharply back up the middle. Right past Chun on the mound, and Ito will start things off with a leadoff single. So that'll bring up Katayo Akagi for Japan. Kagi initially got the short bunt that just blooped up and came down as Yoni Kim was able to get it to Sang-Won Lee in time for the out. And now Chun will throw over to first to test Ito. But Ito will be back in time. And now we'll have Akagi go for the bunt, but pull back just in time. But not in time, as he'll be called for a strike. It's 0-1. And now Chun will throw back over to Sang-Won Lee at first, but Ito is there in time. Here's the 0-1, and Akagi will look to lay down another bunt, but that will tip foul. It's 0-2. Ito taking some time to adjust his helmet as Chun throws back over the first. But Akagi there. Ito there, I should say. Here's the 0-1 to Akagi. Now it's going to be turned for a double play. As that was hit just past Chun on the mound, but Min Park came over and got the tags for the force out of Ito. And then threw over to Lee at first. And got Akagi out. So there's quickly two away here for Korea. So that's going to flip the lineup card over and bring home and bring up Yusei Okamoto. And now we're going to have time called. As it looks like we're going to have some substitutions here for Korea. As it looks like Jungwoo Park is going to be jogging over into left field for Sungwon Jung. And now we'll have a mound meeting between Kim Jeonhee Kim and Dong Young Chun. As Min Park did a good job to turn that double play there. And here's the first pitch to Okamoto, and that's going to be hit past Park. And that's going to roll all the way to the left field wall. As Okamoto has himself another double. Okamoto feeling it today. As he already has two doubles, and he reached base as he got hit by Chun. So that'll bring up Shoma Sakashita. Sakashita, however, is having a bit of a rougher day as he's 0 for 2 on the day. With a ground out to short, another bunt that was picked off right in front of home plate and thrown out at first. And now we're going to have a mound meeting with Chun Kim and their manager. They're only down nothing to two, so it's still a feasible lead to cut into and overtake here, even as it's late in the game. And now the mound meeting will conclude. As Kim goes back behind home plate. And the first pitch to Shoma Sakashita will be set and delivered. As that'll be past Kim. And now Okamoto will make his way over to third on the wild pitch. So Shoma Sakashita has a 1-0 count with two out and men on third. And Okamoto. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And now be on the corner for a strike. It's 1-1. Chun sets and delivers. And now be lifted foul just along the first baseline. It's 1-2. So crowd still in the late stages of the game here. As Japan could be nearing a closeout inning after the top of the sixth. So 1-2 is on its way and delivered high. It's 2-2. Here's a 2-2 from Chun, and that'll be outside for ball three. So Sakashita has a full count on his hands. As he has the man standing over on third, in Okamoto. Just wanting to be hit home. Here's a payoff pitch from Chun. And now he lifted foul into the netting behind home plate. And we'll have another payoff pitch on its way. As now Chun will look over at third before he delivers. And now be hit right at Weiyu Shin at third. And he will throw her to Sangwon Lee at first, but not in time. As Sakashita beats him out by just maybe a step, if that. So Sakashita has an RBI single as Okamoto scores his second run of the day. So that'll bring up Hiroki Yoshihara. Sakashita straight up drilled that one over Weiyu Shin at third. Here's the first pitch. Yoshihara, and I'll be hit right back up the middle. And Jongmin Lee will corral it over in center. Bat-to-bat hits put Yoshihara on first and Sakashita at second. So next will be up Taro Hayashi. And Yusuke Kawanaka is on deck. Hayashi has even another man here in scoring position as he swings and misses on his first pitch. It's nothing and one. So Japan just staying ever diligent and just pounding in runs as they're now ahead 3-0. Here's the L1, and that'll be in the dirt for ball one. Got Chun looking back over at Sakashita at second before he sets and delivers the ball. It's 2-1. Here's a 2-1, and that'll be hit right in the gap between Jimin Kim and Sangwon Lee. And Sakashita will make his way on home, followed by Hiroki Yoshihara. And Tayo Hayashi brings home 2 runs on a triple. So a fine piece of hitting there. Gives Hayashi the RBI. And that'll bring the score to 5-0 in favor of Japan. So that'll bring up Yusuke Kawanaka for Team Japan. As Hayashi stands over on third. And Kawanaka will take his first pitch down away for a ball. It's 1-0. Japan threatening to add even more here to the scoreboard. As the 1-0 is on its way and taken for a strike, it's 1-1. Chun sets and delivers the 1-1, and I'll be hit past Chun, who gets it over to Sangwon Lee at first, and that'll do it for the inning. On the 4-3. So Japan brings in 3 runs this inning to bring the score to 5-0. Stay tuned, we'll be back. As this is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention it's free? That's right.
Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back. Japan added three runs onto the score to bring it to 5-0. And we'll have Yuki Sakura in for Tayo Hayashi over in left field as a defensive substitution for Japan. This inning. So leading off for Korea is Jungwoo Park. He'll be pinch hitting for Jung Hong Jung. Team Korea just trying to get on the board at this point. As Park will take his first pitch high for a ball. It's 1-0. The 1-0 is delivered. And that'll be in there for a strike. It's 1-1. So Korea not even advancing a man into scoring position yet. As Park swings on his next pitch and brings the count to 1-2. So no men scoring possession even for Korea today. As the 1-2 was delivered, and that'll be outside for ball two. This is a potential closeout inning for Japan here. As if Korea can't come up with five runs, that's the game. And now Park will swing and miss on strike three. And now Japan is one or two strikeouts closer away to winning this game. Side note there, that's Nozaki's eighth strikeout. As I'll bring up Chan Young Kim for Korea. Here's the first pitch to Kim. And that'll be taken for a strike. It's nothing in one. So Nozaki feeling it today with eight strikeouts as he delivers the 0-1, and that'll be swung and missed for strike two. So Kim working with his last strike of the day. As Nozaki sets and delivers, and that'll be just low and away for ball one. Nozaki sets and delivers, and that'll be Nozaki's ninth strikeout. So Nozaki quickly has racked up two strikeouts this inning. And that'll turn the lineup card over for Min Park. So Min Park looking to keep this game going for Korea here. Park currently 0-2 on the day. Here's the first pitch to Park, and that'll be down and away for a ball. It's 1-0. We have Junsang Kim on deck. So 1-0 is delivered, and that'll be high for ball two. Nozaki sets and fires. And that'll be outside as Yoshihara did a good job to block that. But that move count to 3-0. The 3-0 ball. And that'll finally be called for a strike. It's 3-1. Korea doing a good job of staying in this one early. But Japan just eventually trailed off. The 3-1 offering is on its way, and that'll be swung and missed for strike two. Now you got a full count as Min Park working with his last strike and the team's last out. Here's the money pitch, and that'll be high for a ball. So that'll be Nozaki's first ball of the day. As Min Park takes his base. And so now pinch hitting for Junsang Kim is Woo Young Shin. Japan one out from claiming this game. Here's the first pitch to Shin. And that'll be taken for a strike. It's nothing in one. The 0-1 is on its way. And in there again for a strike two. So Shin really starting to feel the pressure now. As he's down the count early, 0-2. And the 0-2 will be outside for ball one. As we saw a lot of Team Japan's infielders come jogging towards their dugouts. They thought that was the game. Here's a 1-2, and that'll be high. Even the count to 2-2. And now we'll have Park make a dash from first. But he'll have to go back to first. As Shin lifted the next pitch foul. Nozaki sets and delivers, and that'll be swung on for strike three. Nozaki's 10th strikeout of the day. And that'll do it for this game as Japan wins 5-0. Stay tuned as we'll take you right down to the field for the presentation of the postgame awards. This is the 2014 California World Series from SFMSports.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, the final score, Japan 5, the Republic of Korea 0. The winning pitcher for Japan, number 7, Shota Nozaki. The losing pitcher, number 19, Dong Yong Chung. We'd like to thank you for joining us today and invite you to stick around for the presentation of the Ron Towson Award shortly. The Ron Towson Player of the Game Award is presented in recognition of Babe Ruth's late president and CEO, Ron Towson. His commitment to our nation's youth was unsurpassed, and his primary objective was that every child has the opportunity to play in this great game. Presenting the award today is the Midwest Plains Regional Commissioner and member of the Board of Directors of the Babe Ruth League. Please welcome Tim Kuntz. For the Republic of Korea, the award goes to the catcher, number 17, Jong-Yi Kim. And for Japan, the award goes to the starting pitcher, number 7, Shota Nozaki.
Tell everybody, yeah, you can tell everybody.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back, where Team Japan has just taken a 5-0 victory over Team Korea. Zach Frank here taking you through the post-game show, and now let's go through how it all happened. So things got off to a slow start in the first inning when both teams are retired in order. And then Team Korea had an uneventful top of the second inning, where they were retired in order again. But then in the bottom of the second, that's when Japan finally got on the board. Starting things off the inning was Yusuke Kawanaka, where he got on as he was hit by Dong Yun Chun on the pitch. And then he was hit home two batters later from Yusuke Takeoka on a single RBI to bring the score to 1-0. Korea would then be retired from three straight strikeouts from starting pitcher Shota Nozaki, as Nozaki caught fire in the top of the third with his fourth, fifth, and sixth strikeouts of the day. Then in the bottom of the third, Japan would get on the scoreboard again with Yusuke Okamoto coming home. He's got things going from hitting a double, a one-out double. He was hit home from Hiroki Yoshihara to bring the score to 2-0. Korea would then struggle to move a man into scoring position as Japan would explode for three more runs, in the bottom of the fifth with Shoma Sakashita, Yusuke Okamoto, and Hiroki Yoshihara all coming home courtesy of RBIs from Sakashita and Tayo Hayashi. And then things ended on the right note for Team Japan, with starting pitcher Shota Nozaki collecting his 10th strikeout of the day to end the game in the top of the sixth, with Japan ahead 5-0. So Korea struggled mightily on the day, only collecting two hits while failing to move a man into scoring position at second. And Japan collected 9 hits on the day to go along with 5 runs as they easily cruise the victory here. Well, that'll do it for this broadcast, as I'll be wrapping this one up from the press box here in Cal Senior's yard. I had such a great time, and I hope you did too, as we saw some great baseball being played today between these two teams, but Japan coming out on top 5-0. Well, I'll be signing off, as I'll be coming to you tomorrow from the Diamond Bracket Final with my good friend and colleague Mitch Gerber. We'll be taking you through the action there, as the Bracket Final will be determined later on today. So, signing off from Cal Senior's Yard here in Aberdeen, Maryland, you've listened to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFM Sports. .net.